from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, our best player has got to be our hardest workers, and they got to be our best finishers, and they got to be available to practice out there, and DJ certainly is that. He's as tough as they come, and he is a great teammate, and he is our hardest worker and one of our most talented guys. And that's the example that all the young guys follow because, number one, the talent, but then they see the work ethic. And that's what I always tell, even like, you know, Keenan, DJ, Tremaine, you know, Tez, all the guys that are really good players in this league, they have to be our hardest workers. And they got to be the guys that are the example.
That was Matt Eberflus in May. And it's one thing, it doesn't cost anything for a coach to say nice things. It doesn't cost anything for a general manager to say nice things about a player. But when you put that contract in front of him and say, hey, we're going to tear up the old one and we'll tear up a bunch of years and we're going to pay you commensurately for what you do, what you mean, and what you're going to mean, that makes a big statement. And speaking of statements, there was a press conference held today by the newly extended wide receiver for the Bears, DJ Moore. And here was the first question.
DJ, did you have a sense that something like this was possibly going to happen before this season started?
A little bit, but not as probably as fast as it happened. But I had a little inkling that it would happen.
How closely have you been following receivers around the league and what's been happening all spring and summer?
I mean, you got to follow. They all breaking new heights, going to 35, and I wasn't really in that mindset to go to the top, so I was just like, all right, what's a good number, and let's go from there.
Why did you want to get it done now with 2 years left on your old deal?
I felt like I outplayed that one due to the fact that the money that was for this year was kind of low, and then just the play that I had last year, and it proved that I'm worthy of 15 plus that was on the table at the time.
How does it feel to have gotten it done, to be locked in with the Bears?
Six years. It feels great. You know, security, you know, the guarantee money was awesome. So that was the main part that I loved out of the whole thing.
You came in here, obviously, suddenly last year after the trade you went through. What does it mean to look to the long term and to be a part of this organization? What has this organization meant to you as well?
The organization embraced me as soon as I got here. You know, from the time that we got traded to the time that ink got on that paper, it's been nothing but love. And I continue to hope that it's always going to be that way. And I'm going to go out there and keep putting my best foot forward.
All come together over the last couple of days, and what was yesterday like?
How did it come about? They sent the offer probably two or three days before, and we didn't respond. And then my agent Drew and everybody came to the open practice yesterday, and then it just happened. Like that, like magic. Sort of kind of like how we did the deal with the Panthers and took a few hours, and we all was on the same boat with something, and I approved it, and it was good.
You can think organization stability. Do you see them kind of giving you stability here now just with what's in place with Caleb and where this offense is going?
Yeah, because if you look at our team, I'm 6 years, Rome's five, Caleb's five or four, well, And not with the quarterbacks these days. He might be three and get a new deal. You never know. We got Cole for four, I want to say. Like, everybody's here for the long haul on the offensive side. So that's pretty pretty secure for me.
What was your reaction when you first got traded here? And how has, like, your mindset changed with the team getting better, adding more talent?
I don't think you want to know my mindset when I first heard that I was coming here. But just say it's great now. So it was cool. Getting traded here probably was one of the best things. I had one of the best years that I ever had. And then I got a new deal. Made history with the Bears. So I'm happy.
Is this a sign of the faith you have in the quarterback going forward, too? Is when you sign up for 6 years, if you weren't comfortable with the guy throwing you the ball?
Yes, that's part of the reason. I think Caleb's going to be excellent. You know, he's going to be a superstar, so I just wanted to be a part of that.
To that end, DJ, you were one of the more vocal supporters of Justin Fields last year, and I'm just curious, what has been the most significant thing that Caleb has done to kind of win guys like you over in this locker room?
What has he done? I mean, he's been himself. When I first met him, before we even drafted him, he was cool. Just, you know, you're going to fight for the quarterback that's with you, that you're going to rock with during the season. So, I mean, Justin is my guy, but, I mean, he was the quarterback last year. Now we got Caleb. He's my guy times two because he's going to be here. So, you know, that's how we're going to rock.
When you consider Caleb's future, what is it that you see in him that tells you that he's going to be the star that you're thinking of?
Too, just how you handle our defense. You know, he dice them up. They show something new at him. He go around asking them questions on how he can be better with it. And I know he takes everything in one ear, and it just stays there. And then you go out there and carve him up, like, probably the next two plays. And, yeah, it's just amazing to watch.
We were obviously a little bit skeptical when you got here. That's what I'm assuming, based on you saying that we don't want to know what you thought. I understand. At what point did that start to change?
When I got here, and I was like, yeah, it's no going back. When I first got the car, I was like, oh, but then I was just like, yeah, new beginnings, you know, new everything. So I just took it on with a head full of steam with my family, and we was all just bored in. Once we got here, it was no looking back. Like, it's, we here now, like, for the long haul, for real, for real.
Was the aw part because you didn't
know? No, because let me give you this. Because we had just moved into a house, so it was like, dang, we got traded. So I was just like, coming down the driveway, got the phone call. Yeah, you've been traded. Boom. Pose called me. Hey, we're glad to have you. So I had to change my whole mindset. I was like, all right, I'll be there. And that's how that went.
Is there a sense of pride that you take? I mean, this was once known as the place where receivers go to die. And obviously what you did last year is something that they haven't had in a while. Do you take a sense of pride that you're changing the trajectory of this, of what offense means in Chicago?
Yeah, I heard that coming here. I wasn't paying any no mind. I was like, shoot, I'm still young. Maybe when they was all older, they was dying off. But when I got here, I mean, that was the thing. And then when the season was progressing the way it was, I was just like, yeah, we could throw that out the window now. And as you can see, we got a whole bunch of playmakers now around here. That ain't true at no position.
Are you officially a Chicagoan now? Can you say that?
No, not yet. Maybe one more year. Gotta go to some places first to get approved.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about the security, the stability being here long term. What do you personally, and then obviously as a team, hope to accomplish when you look to this contract and your stability here?
Wait, say that again? Because you asked like a few things there.
Yeah, when you look to like the long term, what do you and what do you with this team hope to accomplish as you look to this contract length?
Sure, I accomplished the contract part. Now we got to go out there and win, starting with the division, then go from there. That's always the main goal of this season, and that's fourth. So I'm looking forward to it.
DJ, a lot of guys need to, you know, sometime there's different avenues to getting paid. Some guys need to hold out, request trades, whatever it is. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but in your case, how much pride do you take in just, you know, being able to avoid all that and be able to be on the field like you have been, you know, throughout all this?
I mean, I ain't never going to miss out on a paycheck, you know. I ain't want to pay no money back either. So I'm just was showing up and just working how I always work and just got through it. And when they said the time was right to start negotiations, like I said, we took a few days. Then we made it in person to make it go quicker and got it done.
You know, there's some pretty nice numbers in this deal. Is there anything that you've got your your heart set on? Is there any sort of like luxury purchase you or your family have got in mind here now that you got a little extra?
Nah. Our celebration dinner was Popeyes. It's good, too.
Did it mean anything to you that, you know, you were the cover of the schedule release video and like the Bears seem to be putting your face forward here?
Oh, that was a long time. Like that whole thing. Woo. Took like 8 hours. I don't know about being fierce again, but it was good. I don't know about being a face. That's a lot of work. That is a lot of work. We got Caleb now, so maybe he could take that on. But it meant a lot. I had fun with it. Looking forward to still being on some things. So I mean, I don't know how to answer that question. It was fun though.
I just think it's underlining how much they appreciate.
Oh, you think so? I mean, they could just love me. So that's it. Love my face. Adobo face.
You mentioned how a lot of members of this offense are signed up for 4, 5, 6 years. One notable one.
You went to Oregon?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Did you
go into the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Y'all stink. You good. No, I'm just messing. I'm messing.
Subtle.
No, you're good. I can see.
You mentioned that a lot of members of this offense are signed up for a long time. One notable member who's not is Keenan, who said he was going to kind of wait to see how the season goes and how it plays out. Are you going to try to maybe convince him as the season goes along to stick around?
I already did that now. I did that yesterday. I was like, man, listen, what's your number? Let's get it done. And, I mean, I'm going to leave his number out of it, but I think we could get it done. So it should be interesting.
To know that the next couple of years, I mean, you had 12 quarterbacks throwing the ball over the first six. Mm-hmm. To know that you very likely have one, mm-hmm. Hopefully for the remainder of this deal, how do you process that? Knowing that you put up numbers with 12 mm-hmm. quarterbacks.
I mean, but also I didn't have nobody else. But now we got Rome and Keenan. But like I said, I had 1 year when we had Teddy, Robbie, and Curtis, and we all had 1,000. I had 1,000. Robbie had 1,000. Curtis had like 1,000 all purpose. So, I mean, it's doable. I'm not really worried about that. So, we're going to see. It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
DJ, I'm sure you had a lot of help along the way. I was curious early in your career, was there a position coach or maybe a coordinator, somebody who really did something for you that, you know, tangibly, that really made a difference in your career and made you what you are today?
Norv Turner. He made me learn every position on the field and go to practice running 100 miles an hour every day until I got to be able to be a starter. So I give kudos to him.
I don't want to get too personal, but three-piece, four-piece, spicy chicken sandwich?
Now we had an eight-piece family dinner. It was classic. You know, my son had to eat, so he tore up some chicken, and my daughter was eating the chicken and mashed potatoes, and they tore it up. But we couldn't do spicy, so because we got them too.
DJ, you talked about security for yourself. What is that security for the locker room? What does that do for your guys in the locker room?
Oh my gosh, yesterday, if you ask anybody, that's probably the turntest locker room I ever been a part of. It was going berserk when everybody got back to their phone and seen what happened. So they was wondering why I left walkthroughs last night, and they figured it out as soon as they got back. It's pretty cool.
What
What was that? Describe the scene.
I can't do that for you. I can't do that for you.
What color? What you saw?
Oh. Champagne showers. I'm going to walk off on that one.
Thank you.
That is a very relaxed DJ Moore. Having some fun. Good question by Mark Grody, too, about when it all changed. There was a texter, Jerry in South Bend, came up with a very interesting observation. The reporter's questions are dripping with civic inferiority complex. Like, well, this is where receivers go to die. Why here? You really want to be, are you sure you want to be here? You really want to be here?
I think that it has to, I completely understand why they would ask those questions, considering the franchise's history.
Right, I get it. It's everything we've said about Johnny Morris and the receiving records and all anybody else has said, and Roma Dunze's made fun of it.
So is DJ Moore.
And DJ Moore has,
like,
too.
Like, wait, what?
But look, the question, did Caleb being the quarterback matter? Yes.
That's good.
It speaks volumes.
By the way, strangely enough, but this is the beauty of spending time with Dave Wannstedt. Wanny comes in to do Football Night in Chicago, which, again, I'll be hosting tonight on NBC Sports Chicago at 6 o'clock. You'll love the Charles Tillman interview. Stick around for the Kalen Kaler one. Wanny is in the green room, and I like to go say hello to him before we get on set. Because I just like to talk to him. You know, he's one of my favorite people, quite honestly. And he goes, Lawrence, I want to introduce you to Norv Turner. Norv's just sitting in the green room with him. So we started talking.
Hey, look who's with me. It's Norv.
And Norv went, when we started talking about the Bears specifically, he couldn't stop talking about DJ Moore. And he was like, this guy is, they got a real steal. I don't know how he ended up here because that guy is a great football player. You haven't even, he's barely scratching the surface how good he can be. He's like, this guy is smart. He works hard. And I'm just like, okay. So to see DJ like reciprocate that and say that he felt a kinship and felt that he learned the most from Norv Turner, and Norv Turner feel like, that's one of his star pupils, considering Norv's history with offense in the NFL. That's damn high praise.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.